Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the biggest story on the planet. Israel, Iran, and the United States of America. Former congressman, frequent guest of this show, Dean Phillips, is with us. Dean, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Saturday night, the United States of America carried out a mission, 125 aircraft, including the B-2 bombers, the Bunker Buster, and attacked three sites in Iran. Obviously, Iran and the United States, we can go back to, 1979, death to America. We can go to the hostages. We can go to many examples of the Iranian government targeting, killing Americans, the perpetual battle between Iran and Israel, the decision by Israel a couple weeks before to attack Iran. We can go to Bibi Netanyahu. Dean, I was suggesting the first words out of his mouth were, let's end the nuclear program in Iran. He's been talking about it his entire life. So when all the information is in, and when this comes to some level of a conclusion, for Dean Phillips to feel like this was the right decision by the commander-in-chief, what has to happen? What do you need to learn?
Well, Chad, you're asking me what I need to learn.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you something that is just broken. Right now, it's CNN, and so to the folks on the further right, if you want to say I don't believe CNN, you're allowed to have that opinion. But CNN has been reporting this in the last 10 minutes or so. The U.S. military strikes on three of the facilities last weekend did not destroy the core components of the nuclear program and likely only set it back months, according to an early U.S. intelligence assessment that was described by three people briefed on it. Just one more graph. The assessment, which has not been previously reported, was produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon's intelligence arms. It is based on battle damage assessment by the CENT command in the aftermath of the strikes.
Well, to answer your question directly, Chad, I have a lot to learn all the time. And
yeah.
Don't always get it right, but I got to tell you, you know, anybody who was alive in 1979 during the hostage crisis, anybody who was alive in 1983 and 4 when, of course, Iranian-sponsored terror took about 250 lives of U.S. Marines in Beirut, you know, I can go on through the years and decades about how horrific this regime has been, not just for those in the Middle East and to Israel, but to America and the free world. And what's lost in all this, especially amongst progressives, is Iranians are living under one of the most oppressive regimes in the entire world.
That's a very good
point.
And
as you know, Chad, this hypocrisy and picking and choosing what group, what community, which minority, which country generates progressive love is a little bit of a question in my mind right now. And at the end of the day, I think it took a bold move to authorize the dropping of our Bunker Buster bombs. I think it was calculated. It was well executed.
Do you agree with it?
The day, Chad, it's not. And I do agree. You know, look, I've long argued that Congress must reassert itself, its constitutional responsibilities. But there is nobody I see in Congress on either side of the aisle with the courage and the strength to reassert itself. So all it is empty promises and arguments and impeachment threats. And at the end of the day, the president of the United States has a responsibility to take action Many before him, Democrats and Republicans, have done the same, Chad. We've not declared war through Congress since World War II. So with that said, this was an unusual opportunity. It's been a 50-year threat. And while it may only have set them back months, the message has been sent to the Iranian regime and the entire world that Iran was a Potemkin village. You know, a big roar, not a lot of might. Their proxy system has been completely dismantled. And it puts Iran now in a position where they will have to negotiate. And my hope and expectation is that we have competent members of a negotiating team, Chad, that will actually create the very prospects for peace that the Iranian people want, that Israelis want, and that just about everybody listening wants. We will see. It may have been a great decision, historically great. It also may have been one that maybe in hindsight we'll see didn't pay the dividends that we had hoped for. But I do celebrate the courage. I think this was long overdue, and I think you will see a completely realigned Middle East with the prospects for a prosperous future. And that's all we could hope for, and time will tell.
I have made this point the last couple of days, and let me try it out on you. When the president's own intelligence agency, DNI, headed in some way by Tulsi Gabbard, I say that intentionally, I don't know, when they say in late March that really Iran's nuclear capability has not advanced much further, okay, and so you have that. Then you have the president multiple times dismissing that, but then making this decision. To me, Dean, if the president would have said, yes, you're right, they're not on the verge, but we know what they've been trying to do for decades. There's a reason why these facilities are so guarded. And also all of this. We know Hamas has been deeply degraded by the Israelis. We know Israel had remarkable success against Hezbollah. We know the United States and Israel have had great success against the Houthis. We know Assad is no longer in Syria. We know Russia is preoccupied with Ukraine. We know their air defense system is incredibly compromised. So if President Trump would have said, for all of those reasons, I agree with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris that Iran cannot have this nuclear capability as a weapon. And so it was a combination of all those reasons why this was the best opportunity, as opposed to saying, oh, we know they're just on the verge right now, when I don't think we do know that. And his own information is saying they weren't.
And at the end of the day, Chad, this is as much about the nuclear facilities as it was and is about the threat to the lives of those that actually participate in that development program. And if you are a nuclear scientist in Iran right now, Chad, are you going to, at least with your own free will, are you going to join the redevelopment team, knowing that a lot of the free world will, probably with Israel's lead, find you and kill you? I mean, think about this. This is not just about destroying bricks and mortar. This is about sending a message to a regime that has been so responsible for miserable bloodshed for years. It was about sending a message that your human resources, your financial resources, their economy, and their military resources are all susceptible to attack and obliteration. And that's why I hope people listening realize when the Iranians sent five or six missiles to attack our base in Iraq just yesterday, they actually warned the Qataris and therefore us that they would be sending the missiles. They did not want it to be a surprise. They didn't want to further provoke, because the Iranian regime knows that they are backed into a corner and they have no way out. So this pressure campaign, the cooperation with Israel, I do believe will pay dividends. And by the way, all the bystanders in the Middle East and frankly most around the world are privately celebrating what has occurred in the last week. And the fact that there is now a ceasefire just days later is both a shock and, frankly, something we should be joyful about, because it indicates that the Iranians may well have realized that they have to make a change, if not for their own people, for their own survival. So if I were president, I do not know what information was available. Based on what is available, I believe I would have made the same decision. And frankly, I believe a number of Democratic presidents would have made the same decision as many have in the past. So that's my perspective, and I do think it reasserts America's leadership. And frankly, the Chinese right now are looking at their axis of evil, Russia degraded, Iran almost non-existent, leaving them with essentially North Korea as their closest partner. This has much more impact on the geopolitical dynamic in this world right now than most Americans realize, and I do think it will prove to be an important day for the United States if we behave in a manner befitting our great country as we move forward.
This is Dean Phillips. You hear him often on this show. We're going to continue with Dean in a matter of moments, right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back with former 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips, regular on the show. Again, if you just joined us, CNN about 30 minutes ago or so reporting that the early intelligence assessment and saying there's still more to be done is saying that the attacks Saturday night, our time, may have set back the facilities only for a few months. So let's get to these two parts, then we'll move on to other parts of this. But this is a pretty significant story that's breaking just as we're chatting. What does this do again to folks in the middle who are willing to lean right or left and willing to listen to Donald Trump and they're open-minded? That when the president instantly says we totally obliterated and destroyed these sites, continued to say it yesterday, if this turns out to be true, and also if you were in Congress today, you were going to receive an intelligence assessment. That was scheduled to happen, and it was canceled. And I can see some people saying, well, yeah, I know why it was canceled, because this early assessment says nothing was completely destroyed. Nothing was eliminated. It set them back for only months. On the folks who just automatically aren't, oh, Trump walks on water or Trump's the worst person ever, aren't you asking them to say, now, wait a second, I want to believe my commander-in-chief when this is going on, but if this intelligence is right, he didn't come close to telling us the truth, and now they're not willing to share the information.
Yeah. Well, Chad, you know, two things are often true at once. And one of those is that, you know, Donald Trump, in my estimation, is not a competent, principled, effective leader becoming of the United States of America. That's how I feel, and frankly, about half of our country. And on the other hand, I think this action was warranted. I do believe it was foolish to deliver that same mission accomplished speech that George Bush mistakenly made in 2003. And frankly, it's foolish. You can't look at it any other way. The best way, I like the Roosevelt line of, you know, speak softly and carry a big stick, which, by the way, he uttered at the Minnesota State Fair for the first time. That's a whole other story. But that is the America that I know and love. That's what I think most conservatives love. That's very Reagan-esque. And gosh knows, Ronald Reagan wouldn't have made that speech. And I think it was a foolish mistake. All that said, Chad, at the end of the day, whether they were obliterated or whether they were simply impacted, the message to the Iranian regime is clear that Israel, the United States, and the Western alliance, you know, at free will can decapitate anything that we wish. And had we done another few sorties, I bet we could have completely destroyed these facilities. That's not really the point. The point is to put the Iranians in a position where they have to negotiate a peace agreement that allows for inspectors to visit their facilities and ensure that they are not enriching for a nuclear bomb program, plain and simple. And then furthermore, in return, I do think the Western alliance should relax their sanctions on Iran so that the Iranian people will once again be able to thrive. And if those two things happen, we will then see the possibility of peace in the Middle East. And let's not forget about Gaza. You know, even if one respects Netanyahu's resolve as it relates to Iran, this has been a sad and horrifying loss of life in Gaza by any measure.
Yep.
But this is the first time in, I think, our lifetimes, Chad, and for everybody listening, that we might have a chance to, after having hit rock bottom, to actually rebuild a future that could be more peaceful and prosperous for people who have been oppressed for a long time, and also keep the state of Israel safe. And if you agree with both those statements, it just takes some common sense. It's not about politics. It's not about leftist and rightist. It's just about reason, decency, and pragmatism. And I just wish we had more leaders in the world right now with that perspective. And I'm hopeful that we might have that opportunity now.
The White House has just come out in the last minute or so, strongly pushing back at the CNN claim, say it was leaked, it was classified, it should have been leaked. And finishing, yes, it was total obliteration. So let's see how it plays out. By the way, you mentioned the fair. Dave, remember when Dean told us that, yes, his great friend Woody Harrelson would be at the fair? What day are we going to have an hour with Dean and Woody Harrelson on the show? Is that happening this year? Because you told us it was going to happen. Is it happening this year?
Well, you are so good at putting me in a position where I've got to, you know, make
get it
a
done.
That's going to get me
yeah.
in trouble. So I'm learning now that I'm taking an intermission from politics.
Yeah.
I can say I'm not sure.
Oh,
and
come
know,
on.
Yeah, I'm going to be forthright and honest on anything you ask me politically. But when it comes to the very important questions like this one,
that's
I'm
a
just
big
gonna
one.
Have to kind of be. I'm going to have to be wishy-washy.
So in other words, we'll schedule you. You will come out. We know that. We know you'll come back. You know you'll be a part of the show. Yeah. So it's possible that you will walk in. It'll just be you. And mm-hmm. we'll be like, great, it's Dean. But it's possible it could be you and Woody.
It's anything's possible, Chad. In fact, I think the State Fair should give me a little commission because as I travel the country.
This is just for WCC Radio.
People.
Yeah, this Woody Harrelson. Let's be clear about this. You, my friend, my very good friend. This is not for Woody to advertise the State Fair, do a media tour. This is a This is a Chad Hartman Show exclusive. I don't want him on the Jordana and whatever his name is show. Alan, whatever that guy's name
okay.
is. This is just with us. I mean, you're with me, Dave, right?
Of course I'm with you.
I mean,
you.
Come on. This is.
Tell Woody to bring McConaughey, too. They're tight.
McConaughey's, that's fine.
I really just want Woody, though.
I'll tell you, if the fair's willing to maybe offer a vegan corn dog, I'm sure Woody would be there.
I'll get that done.
There's a vegan corn dog sure. just right up the road.
Yeah. And again, once again, the fair
and
is not a part of this.
Pronto Pup.
Yeah.
And Pronto Pup. You can't. There's got to be equity in this, you guys.
Oh, God, yes. For sure. And, you know, I mean, so, Dave, have you heard, I thought I heard, guarantee. Did you hear the word guarantee?
It was in there. Yeah,
it was
between the lines or on the lines. I'm not sure, but it was there.
It was there.
Well, good thing you guys record these interviews
podcasts.
And post them online. So, yeah,
and we dub words in, too. Guess what we, you know,
yeah.
and we alter them.
And welcome to the world of AI.
Exactly.
I got to say this, though, guys. For everyone listening, the Minnesota State Fair, in my estimation, is one of the last vestiges of what this country and this world needs so much, which is people from all kinds of backgrounds and political perspectives and socioeconomics and even countries coming together with friends and family and eating and enjoying themselves. And I'm an evangelical state fair representative. And I tell every person I meet that in your lifetime, you've got to add the state fair to your bucket list because it's not just about the food on a stick. It is about rediscovering what we need so badly, which is to show up and meet people and
Friday.
Spend time together. You know, you might remember last year when I was being interviewed by you.
Yes.
Dad, the Republican booth was next door.
Horrible
situation.
There was
an episode there where my brother, who's a physician, helped a man who had collapsed.
Saved his life.
And saved his life, probably, exactly. But that moment I'll always remember because, you know, we were met with thoughtfulness and gratitude and decency
right.
and kindness. And And I, you know, I'm sure if the same thing had happened in the Democratic booth, the same, you know, it would have been the same thing. And that happens at the state fair, and we forget why we're Minnesotans and how we do it differently. And God knows, in light of what's happened in the last month in Minnesota, we all have to take a step back first and then towards each other. And what better place to do it than the fair? So
that was code, Dave, for Woody, Dean, 1-3,
yeah.
The first Friday of the fair. That's thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll get to work, you guys. I'll
Let's
get to work.
Go.
It's
get about, it
it's
done.
All, it's never about you. Just I know you just like to use me, and that's fine. I'm used to it, so that's fine.
You're a tramp. Come on. You know. Thank you.
What do you think it was like growing up? What do you think it was like growing up in a family that was in the distilled spirits business when you're about 20 years old?
Oh yeah, 20. Get
about,
out of here. Get out of here with 20. How about 16? Okay, get out of here. Notice how he said 20.
I was trying to okay. be a little bit more politically correct, you know, yes. in my old age.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're late. We could talk about a democratic socialist. Come on, New York. Please.
Oi.
Come on.
That's a big oi.
Yeah.
How about next time?
Yeah, next time we will.
Well, we're going to know today, Chad. We're going to know tonight or tomorrow where this stands. And it's going to be a bellwether for not just the midterms, but I really think the direction of the Democratic Party in the United States of America.
The problem is the other alternative shouldn't be Andrew Cuomo. Right, it's like
no kidding.
There should
no
be.
Kidding.
Yeah,
that's just embarrassing.
That's why I think your party said it for the same stuff. Somebody old and recycled, or somebody too far to the left. That's not the way to go. All right, I
and
appreciate
there you have it. That's the metaphor for the problem right there. All
that's
right, guys.
It. All right, man. Be good. See you, Dean Phillips. He's fabulous to us. And if there's no Woody, what does he do us?
Gone. Yeah. Don't ever call here again.
Yeah, you're done with us. I mean, you know, I've enjoyed it. It's been a lark. It's been fun, but lose our number. I want to talk Pella. Pella, I'm never going to lose Pella's number because guess what? Even if you have Pella, by the way, a company celebrating 100 years in business, I'm going to get to a little celebration news in a little bit. If you get those windows, first of all, you get an amazing warranty. You have the best windows in the business. You will have folks come out to your house if you go to PellaNorthland.com, assess your house, tell you probably the plenty of your windows are fine, and tell you others that, okay, probably need to replace. Or how about a slight tinker? Or how about a dramatic change? And by the way, they're not going to say every window has to go. That's not how they work. I did that, and I started it going to the showroom in Plymouth. There's also one near Dave in Woodbury. Again, PellaNorthland.com. 100 years in business right now, the month of June, by the way, 6 days left, 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months. I've been a customer for 20 years, about to move, Pella, windows, of course, of the house. And to celebrate 100 years, I got Pella Fest coming up. Thursday, July 24th, so a month from now, 3:30 to 7, it's in Brooklyn Park. So, fun for the kids, fun for families, fun for adults. You just going to need to go to Pella Northland Info at PellaMN.com. Let me spell that again for Pella Fest. Fun. Some games, some fun. Talk to great people and have a good time. Pella Northland Info at PellaMN.com. Again, it's Thursday, July 24th from 3:30 to 7:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.